chapter 1, Mishnah 2, Basula Kusuvasa Masayim. So a virgin gets in a Kusuva 200. So now the amount written in the Kusuva was an amount that she would get if they divorced or died, right? So that's the amount that the estate would pay her if he died, or if they got divorced, this would be the amount that he would pay her on divorce. So for a virgin, the amount was 200, right? Now 200, so the Kachi brings it, that's 200 dinars of pure silver, that's the amount. And it's an amount that could, this was a minimum amount, so the amount could be added to. If the husband wanted to add to the amount, that was fine, but the husband couldn't go underneath this amount. This was the minimum stipulation. For almana, widow, money would be 100. So it's 200 for a virgin woman and 100 for a widow. Basula almana, a virgin widow. Right? In other words, they got married, but straight afterwards something happened, right? And they never consummate the marriage. Grusha v'chalutza mina erusin, or a similar case where they get divorced or chalutza from erusin. So they did the first part of the marriage, but they never got to the second part of the marriage because either they got divorced or he died and she did chalutza with his brother. So kusuvas and masam. So in these cases, it stays at 200. She's still a virgin, both of these cases, because the marriage wasn't never consummated. So the amount stays at 200. Because they never had consummated the marriage, she still has a claim of virginity. She can still say, obviously, that she's a virgin. Hagiyores v'ashvuya v'ashifcha sheniftu v'shenisgaru v'shenishtachru. So a female convert, a captive, and a slave woman, and who were redeemed, converted, or freed. In other words, the convert converted, obviously. The captive was redeemed. And the bondswoman means a shifcha, a maidservant, who was released. So in all of these three cases, if they were freed or converted or whatever, less than 3 years and 1 day of age, then kusuvasan masayim. Then the kusuva stays at 200. And they can claim that they have a virginity. So it's introducing a principle over here that less than 3 years and 1 day, I don't know today if this is medically true, Doc, but less than 3 years and 1 day, that if she did lose her virginity, the hymen would grow back, would actually grow back. So even though in these three cases there's an assumption that she's not a virgin, but if she was less than 3 years and 1 day, then says the Mishnah that it would grow back if there was any damage over there. So they could still claim that they're a virgin, and they would still get 200 money written on their, 200 dinars written on their ksuva.